Well, face-to-face with Jesus is kind of what it sounds like, but needs a little explanation because a couple of people have said, well, is this one of these deals where you actually physically see Jesus and you're gazing into his eyes? No. Well, is this a book about, you know, this or that? Well, what it's a book about is just what God's word says about Jesus and just little nuggets. 201-page meditations on Jesus. And when I say meditations, I mean not something mystical. I mean thinking about the Jesus as actually revealed in God's word. Yeah. So that's why the subtitle is Seeing Him as He Really Is. Because there's so many misconceptions about Jesus. Yeah. We want to get it right about Jesus. And related to social media, and related to just the basic political and other forms that it takes, cynicism and belligerence and anger in our culture. I think we as Christians need to labor hard to not conceive of ourselves as this victimized minority group who has to claim our rights. Mm. I do believe in rights for minorities, but I think when it's us as Christians, sure, I believe in religious liberty and let's stand up for it and let's pass laws in accordance with it and let's do all these things. But in the end, we are not to go around whining about how we're not getting our way.
Mm. Yes.
I think when we do that, we become like everyone else. And therefore, as Christians, we have nothing to offer them.
Yeah.
They're not going to look to us and say, I want to be like those people, or those people have something I don't have, when we're whining all the time and griping and angry. Because the gospel is called in Isaiah 52:7 the good news of happiness. Mm. In Luke 2, when the shepherds, the angels to the shepherds, it's the good news of great joy.
Yes.
And if people don't see happiness and joy in us as we follow Jesus and as we talk about Jesus, they will not be drawn to Jesus.
True.
So how can we be different? Looking away from all the political squabbles and everything else and looking to Jesus. And then and only then, as we look to Jesus, will we gain the perspective, an eternal perspective, through which we can gaze at these other issues in our lives. Yeah, sure, some of them are important, some of them aren't, but we should address all of them with a heart and mind and soul that honors Jesus Christ, who is full of not only truth, but grace, and not only grace, but truth.